Big Brother.
Turn me loose.
Mainstream media.
Set me free.
Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, I was ranting last hour because it's just all too much. To have Rand Paul, who's never even talked about the National Civil Rights Act, demonized because he said he thinks it's taken too far when it comes to private clubs. And when they asked him what he meant, he said, well, you know, like women and male clubs or men and women's clubs. I've actually seen it in the news where transvestites keep demanding to be part of women's clubs and be in the bathrooms with them. I mean, come on, folks. Come on. We need the power of free association. But it's the way that media makes this big deal. Just everybody breathing heavy and freaking out over it. But it's not going to work. I'm going to talk more about that coming up. Right now, I want to go to your phone calls. I've got a bunch of other news as well. But let's talk to Fernando just hung up in Ireland. I wanted to talk to the fella in Ireland. Keith in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead, Keith. If you want to talk, we can talk.
All right. I just want to let you know the big call went through. I got on the Rush Limbaugh show. I plugged Invisible Empire. The video is on the Funkmaster 5 channel on YouTube. Funkmaster 5, all spelled out.
You're kidding, Keith. I think I said, what was it, 6 months ago or something, that when you plug the films on air, you get $100. Didn't I say that?
I got the big one. I got the big one for you this time. It was tough. It's the toughest one to get on, but I got him. And I got two more, too. I got Dennis Miller. I plugged it 3 times on his show, and I got Hannity last week, too.
All right, well, listen, send me your name and address, and you get the cash. I don't remember how much I said.
I didn't know that. I just do it usually. You know me.
We had Mark Dice on, and he was saying give people a free book. And I said, I'll go further. If you get Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, or Glenn Beck with one of my films, like the Obama Deception or Fall of the Republic or any of them, you get $100. And so
I'll tell you what. If on the show, you can have all the money back.
Yeah, but I want to give it to you. So send me – plus, I mean, I know you're for real, Keith, because I've seen your YouTube channel. Give us the YouTube channel again so we can pull it up for tomorrow so we have it for the show. Funkmaster 5, you just type in Funkmaster 5 and you get it?
Yeah, you can get it if you type it into Google or YouTube. I'm actually fixing to upload it right now. I had to close down Firefox because it was messing up my signal here, but I'm going to upload it right when I hang up with you.
So, I mean, what did Limbaugh say about it?
Well, you know what? I got him to say he'll check it out, so we'll see, you know?
You know, if Limbaugh, with his 20-plus million listeners, probably 50 million he's touched, if he would just admit world government was real instead of telling people it doesn't
exist. He's getting close, Alex.
Well, I know he's getting close. Of course he's now talking about it some because they're all over television saying world government will save you. We've got to have world. Here's a message to Rush Limbaugh. Rush, I know you get paid $40 million a year, and you're a talented guy. I'm not here telling you what to do, and I have nothing against you. But save America, even if they do throw you off the air. I mean, how can you spend the almost $1 billion you've got? Just come out and play Herman Von Rumpy or Ban Ki-moon or any of these world leaders admitting they're setting up world government. Explain to people that the private banks are tyrannical, are oppressive, are illegitimate. Save the country, Rush. Tell Republicans the truth. Instead of going down in history as a political hack, please, Rush. Please, man. Come on. I mean, I appreciate your call, Keith. Good to hear from you. All right, I'm going to try to go faster to your calls. I want to finish with the Rand Paul clip and talk about why he's in so much trouble. Then we're going to go to John, Sean, David, Truth Patriot, Eddie Henry. And I'm told Colonel Six is on there, too. So we'll be getting to him. But I want to be fair to the other callers who haven't been on lately. I want to hear what Colonel Six has to say. And I can just rant and rave all day. You're just having the Mexican president, who is such a crook, up here telling me I got to turn my guns into him. I mean, as a red-blooded American, that's how the war started in Texas and Gonzales, was the Tejanos wouldn't turn their guns in. Half the people in Gonzales that wouldn't turn it in, by the way, were Hispanic. Don't call them Mexicans. They were Texans.
Hi, this is Alan.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage.
Fact.
Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans.
Fact.
Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver.
Fact.
1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease.
Fact.
Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide.
Don't wait to protect your liver.
Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, we're going to your calls. John, Sean, David, Truth Patriot, Eddie, Henry, Colonel Six, and others here in a moment. The toll-free number to join us is 888-201-2244. But I want to finish up with Rand Paul. So, Tuesday evening into Wednesday morning, he wins by 33 points above the establishment Republican. And everywhere, you're an establishment Democrat in the primary, you lose. You're an establishment Democrat in Hawaii, you lose to a Republican. The same thing just happened in Utah. It just happened in Colorado yesterday. Everywhere, every incumbent and every person Obama has campaigned for has lost by double digits. Double-digit losses. I've studied political science. I've studied all the major races going back over 200 years. I'm obsessed with it, folks. And let me just give you the newsflash. This has never happened. People always blame one party or the other. But now, remember those polls the last 2 years showing 11%, 9% approval ratings for Congress, both parties? People finally have figured out both parties are bought and paid for by the same interest. And that's what Zbigniew Brzezinski said last week. The article is, Brzezinski decries global political awakening during CFR speech, a global political awakening to global government.
No longer are the people only looking at our puppets. They are now looking at our global control system. This is the greatest crisis we have ever faced as a power elite.
Go watch the video.
We can't just continue denying it doesn't exist. Our big neocon talk show hosts have done well for us, stalling the conservatives, but no longer does it work. Even the great Limbaugh will not be able to cover up much longer, comrades.
I mean, you know, these guys are in trouble, okay? That's why you tune into Limbaugh or into Savage or Hannity. It's sounding more and more like the Alex Jones Show, because they'll be passe if they don't cover the reality when you've got hundreds of world leaders announcing a global government run by private banks. And then Rand Paul does the unpardonable sin of coming out and saying carbon tax is a way to shut down America and it's communist. And, you know, he declares war on the New World Order. And so they come after him with both barrels screaming racist. They think it's the one attack angle they've got left. Folks, tens of thousands. Go to Google, type in Rand Paul. Over 10,000 articles in Google News in the last 3 days demonizing him. MSNBC has done 24-hour news cycles foaming at the mouth like he is Frankenstein come to kill us and we better get our pitchforks. He's never talked about the Civil Rights Act. He said on record he supports it, but that he thinks it's gone too far. Letting women in men's locker rooms was the original article they pulled up. You've heard about where these women demand to be in the NFL locker rooms, demand to go in with their microphones while people are in there, and then they file suit if they can't. That's what he's talking about. On the Disabilities Act, he said, what if it's a small business only making $20,000 a year? And somebody owns that themselves, and they can't put in a wheelchair ramp or a $100,000 elevator to the second floor. Oh, he wants to take everything away from people in wheelchairs. He's not even, those aren't even his issues. He was asked as a libertarian what he thought of it. and like a religion. Oh, I guess I better let the bankers rob me. I guess we better let Washington do what it wants. God forbid. He could be a racist. It's this religion. And but they've exposed themselves. You say you're against government health care. Slimeball Matthews, Carlos Watson, all of them say, it's racist. These are Klan rallies. They don't like black people. They don't want the government running health care. They're racist. That's all they've got. And what did I tell Salon? Well, I'm in Mother Jones, Salon, Washington Post. They're all talking about me and Rand Paul. Conspiracist Alex Jones, Rand Paul is awesome. And I went on to say, if you're an establishment Republican or Democrat, you are gone come November, Jones said. This is Wednesday, right before they launched their attack. The good news is that people are coming in from both parties who have much better track records and don't have these establishment pedigrees. He also warned the media against smearing Paul. The mainstream media doesn't understand. They are out of bullets. When the mainstream media wants to hurt Rand Paul, they should come out and endorse him. When the establishment attacks someone, it only empowers them. I'm afraid he was only about 17 points ahead of his Democratic challenger in polls that came out Wednesday. A new one came out today. I'm afraid he's over 22%. I'm afraid the attack's actually backfiring. See, it doesn't work anymore, criminal media. When you lie about people, they don't trust you anymore, okay? And you're going to be caught in your hoax, as you always are. But let's finish up with the Rand Paul. What has got them so upset in his victory speech when he declared war on the New World Order? Here's the second part of that. No straight talking out of him. You're not going to lead any American revolution against tyranny. We're going to come out and we're going to paint a Hitler mustache on you, pal. Here it is.
The Tea Party movement is about saving the country from a mountain of debt that is devouring our country and I think could lead to chaos. We now have a president, though, who apologizes for America's greatness. We have a president who went to Copenhagen and appeared with Robert Mugabe, Hugo Chavez, and others, Evo Morales, to apologize for the Industrial Revolution. They say, these dictators, these petty dictators say, that to stop climate change, it's about ending capitalism. They are explicit. And the president, by attending Copenhagen, gives credibility and credence to these folks, and he should not go.
And CNN panics and cuts away. They showed the entirety of the other victory speeches, and boy, they cut away right there. Oh my gosh, don't talk about that. But here's the deal. It's very simple. The ultra-rich have got their money. They control the issuance of currency and credit. They had their little rope ladder down to the Cloud Nine of wealth and power. They're up there in Valhalla. They're up there, you know, enjoying themselves, and they've just pulled the rope ladder up, just like this is Donkey Kong, where we don't get to climb, you understand? And so they're pulling the ladder up, taking it away from us. That's what the carbon taxes are. That's what all this control is. They brag. It's a post-industrial world for you and your family. How did NAFTA and GATT turn out for you? How'd all these wars turn out for you? I told you 8.5 years ago the Patriot Act was written for the American people. Now it's admitted it's for you. You're the enemy, regardless of what color you are. And it's so asinine. You know, Dr. Rand Paul is against abortion. Do you hear the mainline black leaders funded out there calling for an end to abortion? Boy, if I was black, I sure would be. I mean, if you've got any racial identity. But see, if you don't have any identity as a human being or for your culture, because the media tells you that's bad, so what if 51 to 52% of black people since 1973 were never born? That's right. More than half the black people that were going to be born in this country, they don't exist. They're deader than a hammer. And guess what? Rand Paul doesn't want to kill you. But you know who the real racists are? They're the Margaret Sanger liberals that curl up around you like a snake. Or like Rumpelstiltskin in the new Shrek movie. Took my kids to that. Just reminded me of politicians. In fact, try to YouTube Rumpelstiltskin's Shrek trailer. I want to just, when we come back, show a short clip of how he talks real sweet. Hi, oh, I want to help you. And that's Margaret Sanger and the Rockefeller documents. I've sent off to universities. I've got the actual copies of their letters. How do we kill these subhuman weeds? I just want to get rid of them as soon as I can. This is in the 20s. We'll pose as liberals. That's how we'll get them so they'll trust us. And we'll hire blacks as our fronts and we're going to kill them. Oh, it's going to be so good. You know, it's so liberal. Liberal. Meanwhile, you got some, you know, doctor going, we shouldn't abort all the babies. Shut up, racist. The truth is, they're like, if people get in like this guy, we won't be able to kill the black people. We're only able to kill half of them right now. Ooh, we want to kill more of them. What are we going to do if these patriot Christian conservatives get in? They're going to stop murdering all the babies. Ah! You ought to go read Margaret Sanger, these subhuman weeds. How do we exterminate them? Well, John D. Rockefeller, I had a good meeting with him last week. He says we'll pose as liberals and we'll have a total movement where we lead the blacks. That way they trust us so we can exterminate them. Exterminate you. Murder you because it's so liberal. Murder you. But meanwhile, Rand Paul says you can have a private club.
You may be arrested and or subject.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you tired of out-of-control, irresponsible federal deficit spending? Increasing the money supply without increasing productive output leads to inflation. You get less for your money. If you want to protect the buying power of dollars for your future, then call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. You've worked hard for your dollars. Don't let the government strip their buying power with wasteful spending. Gold has a 5,000-year track record as money, real money you can count on. No government-backed paper currency comes close. Ask me about the protection of private gold. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. Central banks from around the world are stockpiling gold. They know gold is real money. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135, to discover the advantages of private protected gold.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Global, environmental, energy, technology. It sounds scary, doesn't it?
Well, it could be if you're a Bilderberger.
Because this amazing invention is really all about making clean energy very affordable for everyone. We call it GEET. Now, thanks to a worldwide grassroots intervention, the suppression of GEET is over and its inventor is free again to share it with you. Paul Pantone, inventor of the GEET fuel processor, only has a few openings remaining for the U.S. GEET dealership training program. You can be personally trained by Paul to become a GEET dealer from May 17th through the 21st or from June 21st through the 25th. For details, go to GEETInternational.com or send an email to paul@geet.nl. Do it now, because when Paul has his 100 dealers, the U.S. school will close. Go to GEETInternational.com or email paul@geet.nl.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
By the way, criticizing Rand Paul because he believes people should be able to have private clubs where they can set the rules of who gets in, is the next step saying you can't marry who you want? I guess that is the next step from government. But the way they hype this, the way they push it, it shows you how threatened they are. But don't worry. Every other establishment candidate is losing in every race. But they're really afraid of him because he stood up and said, I'm going to be a leader to go up against the takeover of America and the world government and the carbon tax, as he said on this show. And it's all over the news that he's come on this show and said he's against the one world government. You know, he'll actually talk about it when he sees a world leader on television calling for global government. He'll come out and say that's wrong, losing our sovereignty. He won't ignore the facts. And that's why they're going after Rand Paul. So donate to him, support him. Tell everybody you know in Kentucky it's brainwashing and lies. But the polls show it's only backfired on him. All right, let's go to your calls. I know there's many, many callers holding here. Try to give each caller about 1 minute. Sean, David, Truth Patriot, the list goes on and on. 1 minute comment or question. Sean, you're on the air. Thanks for holding from Chicago.
Alex, I'm going to be brief. First of all, when it comes to broadcasting, you are about the best. I was a huge Limbaugh fan. I've listened to a lot of guys broadcasting, but if you're self-taught, you're brilliant, and you're about the best. My point I'm going to make about Rand Paul and the media backfire on him, Rand Paul has gone through absolutely nothing to Mel Gibson. He did not go through the Passion of the Christ. You remember that movie?
Yes.
Everybody demonized that. It was the biggest opening day for a foreign movie film. Christians came out. People came out, and they supported Mel Gibson. I think that's going to happen with Rand Paul. I think the media can say what they want about him, just like they did with Mel Gibson back then. And I think that it's going to be a bloodbath for the Democratic opponent. And I'm going to let you go, but thank you for waking me up. And on 355, about a year ago, somebody wrote Infowars.com. And spray paint on a bypass? Thank you. I saw that. I turned into Infowars.com. And whoever that guy was, you woke me up, and thank you.
Well, God bless you, Sean. I appreciate your call. Speaking of the Gibsons, I know the Gibsons. I'm just going to leave it at that. And I never heard anything racial out of their mouths. And it became a self-fulfilling prophecy with what was done to his film, which did backfire. He made about $2 billion off of it. That became a self-fulfilling prophecy itself, and then he got mad at the cop, and there was an exchange there. But again, it shows how this is our religion is obsessing on race or religion, which then only makes it bigger, instead of how big corporate interests are robbing us. But I agree. Unless Rand Paul buys into the hype and the mind control that he's bad, which he isn't doing, and unless the public buys into the hype, this is only going to help him. All the media's got is hoaxes. I told Salon, I said, you're out of bullets. It's not working anymore. People don't buy your demonization. Just like with Ron Paul. They called him a racist and all that stuff, made up. Now he's their darling because they failed. Now he's a political force in America. But everything we're doing doesn't ride on Rand Paul regardless. It rides on the awakening that's happening and every incumbent being thrown out in the primary. It's already started in both parties. You know how scared the system is? People better be upset. We better take this country back. We better slash the size of government and get our Bill of Rights back. I mean, we're in trouble, folks. The banks have already stolen trillions and trillions of dollars. They've already bankrupted us. We've got to get control of the government and default on this debt, or it's only going to get worse. John in Texas, you're on the air.
Yeah, just real quick. This will only take a minute. The first point I want to make is that, and if Rand, you're listening out there, you can use this. Obama had a hot minute to get down to Louisiana and take care of business. Now, if Teddy Roosevelt was president right now, he'd be down there right now with a shovel covering those beaches to save the rest of Louisiana and the rest of our country, okay? Because we're under attack by corporations from England. And my next point is that the branding has changed. As of 2 days ago, Obama's speech at West Point, it is now the new international order.
Oh, no, he said we're a new international order, and he told the troops, you must fight climate change. And they're training the troops to take your farm, take your ranch, shut down your factory. The Pentagon's new job is fighting carbon dioxide that humans exhale.
Yeah. And I have a quick question for you. I don't know if this is true or not, but is there just one chapel in the United Nations building? You know what I'm saying?
Yes, there's one New Age chapel in the building.
All right. Thank you, Alex.
I appreciate your call. I appreciate you, John. In fact, we've got the new international order speech at West Point, don't we? We'll play that coming out of the next break. All right, let's move quick here. Truth Patriot in New Jersey, you're on the air.
Alex, how's it going, buddy? You're the man. All right, I called in last week, and the idea that I put out there has kind of gone viral on Facebook. The idea was to kind of have a bank run, stop paying our mortgages and our credit cards, and take our license plates off of our cars on the 4th of July, 2012. And just so many people have been adding this page to their Facebook. You know, I don't want to throw a plug out
no,
there.
No, it's fine, but people have heard it a lot. Write an article, send it to writersandinfowars.com. We'll get it up, okay? Let's go to Eddie in New Hampshire. Eddie, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
I'm brief. Hi. I just said I want to ask you about an article you have up on the Prison Planet website. It's where between now and, I believe, August, the U.S. plans on sending 4 to 5 more aircraft carriers as well as other warships to the Persian Gulf. Now, I would think that if you're going to send that sort of firepower to a region, you plan on using it.
Yeah, for those that don't know, they've got 4 aircraft carriers now in the Gulf. They've moved bunker busters and nukes into Diego Garcia and out there off the coast of Africa. And they are really, Israel's openly talking about striking Iran with nukes. And most analysts believe this could, in fact, there's a probability, start a potential World War III between Russia and China and the U.S. And what it just came out, got declassified last week, that the U.S. considered a joint strike with Russia in the 60s against China. Look, this is serious, and the globalists are in so much financial trouble. They may start a huge war to get everybody to kind of forget about the banks robbing you, forget about the depression, forget about the 20-plus% unemployment that the media says is 10%, you know, forget about how you're graduating from college and have no hope of a job ever. Forget about that. We're in a war, so you better keep your mouth shut.
Absolutely. And my question to you was, if Iran stands down, shows no aggression whatsoever, the powers that be will have to concoct some sort of false flag, most likely here on our soil.
Well, that's right. If the globalists bombard Iran and Iran was smart enough to not fight back, 100% chance the Pentagon would stage terror attacks and say Iran did it. But Iran is not going to stand down. Their entire posture is to attack Iraq, invade the forces there. They got sleeper cells all over the country. Our government has not fought a real enemy since Vietnam. And when they attack Iran, that is what's going to happen. A real enemy is going to go absolutely ape, and the globalists aren't going to have to stage terror attacks. The Iranians have got forces in the U.S. They're going to set fire to skyscrapers, blow up schools, which is exactly what the globalists want because they just want to destroy this country. We'll be right back.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any
any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, sometimes if I sound sped up and frustrated, it's because we've got pirates in the Gulf of Mexico and on Texas lakes from Mexico robbing American citizens, cops being killed, ranchers being murdered, arson all over Texas, Arizona, and New Mexico. I've got stacks of these articles here. 17 states now filing versions of Arizona's immigration bill, which, by the way, is totally constitutional. It says if the cops have already pulled you over for something and you're here illegally, they're going to take you to jail. Of course, if you're a citizen, you get the book thrown at you. Top official says feds may not process illegals referred from Arizona. That's out of the AP. Well, wait a minute. I've already seen the stories over the years where sheriffs and others will arrest illegal aliens committing crimes. They'll call ICE, and ICE won't come pick them up. That's a division of Homeland Security that deals with border enforcement. In fact, people won't believe this. Google the term ICE gives illegals jobs. ICE gives illegals green cards, or Homeland Security uses illegals to build border fence. So when they have these fake raids two or three times a year where they raid like 1,000 illegals at some meatpacking plant because it's a monopoly. If you're not illegal, you can't basically work there. That's how it works because the wages are so low. That's priced everybody out of the market. And it's just so amazing that when they bust them, they then take them and give them all green cards. I mean, that's your traitorous federal government, folks. No country is this open. Our country is collapsing. There it is. ICE gives work permits to 27 illegal aliens in Seattle raid. ICE cancels customs inspection. They might find illegal aliens. Head agent, don't tell. And then it goes on from there. But you can pull up the one where illegals build border fence. It's supposed to be 200 miles long. They built like 50 miles of it. Totally fake. You know, an elephant could get through it. I mean, a jet airplane could, you know, roll through it. A Star Destroyer could drive through it. I mean, it's all right. I'm ranting. There's just so much news just like this here. Meanwhile, every basic freedom of an American citizen is just out the door. We have absolutely no rights. Here's that clip from West Point at the commencement a few days ago. Just like Obama earlier, we played the clip, said America's not defined by its borders. It's more of an idea than a place, North American Union. Here he is telling West Point that it's, you know, basically the new international order, that they serve this order, and that they serve the fight against carbon dioxide. Here it is.
We have to shape an international order that can meet the challenges of our generation. We will be steadfast in strengthening those old alliances that have served us so well, including those who will serve by your side in Afghanistan and around the globe. As influence extends to more countries and capitals, we also have to build new partnerships and shape stronger international standards and institutions. This engagement is not an end in itself. The international order we seek is one that can resolve the challenges of our times, countering violent extremism and insurgency, stopping the spread of nuclear weapons and securing nuclear materials, combating a changing climate and sustaining global growth, helping countries feed themselves and care for their sick.
All right, that's enough.
Preventing conflict.
Obama took the restrictions off and then doubled the previous funding for forced abortions, infanticide worldwide. Oh, here's the Guardian. Stopping nukes revealed how Israel offered to sell South Africa nuclear weapons. Secret apartheid-era papers give first official evidence of Israel's nuclear weapons. Israel and the U.S. helped give AQCon Labs the nukes in Pakistan. There, I mean, our government hands nukes out. The head of ABB in 1996, he got Clinton authorization for it, was former, and then he served again as defense secretary, Donald Rumsfeld. He gave him the reactors. Meanwhile, Iran is even offering to have France enrich its uranium so it can't be used in weapons. No, you're going to get attacked. No. We used to run you and take all your oil, and we staged a coup in 53, and then you threw us out in 79. That oil is ours. Shut up. The nuking will begin momentarily. Oh, South Africa wants some nukes. Oh, Pakistan wants some nukes. North Korea wants some nukes. Here they are, baby. Now menace everyone. See, they like North Korea there, probably on the globalist payroll, to menace Japan. Keep them in line. And then they love Pakistan to menace India and China. And they love South Africa menacing everyone. Oh, it's just so sick how they operate. All right, I'm out of control today. Colonel Six in Texas, then David, Henry, Mark, Rolando, Brent, Joshua, and others. We'll get to all those calls at least. Colonel Six, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, Alex, I'm going to be real quick. If you'll go to colonel6.com, you'll see where the mainstream media in the United States is not telling half of the story with North Korea and South Korea. For instance, early this morning, we arrested a Korean female spy, North Korean female spy, who had snuck into South Korea as a refugee. And she got classified information from a subway worker that was over a great portion of the security and so forth, in order to stage attacks on the subway there. the North Koreans, Kim Jong-il is insisting that Seoul accept a delegation from North Korea to inspect the Chinwin themselves.
Now, for those that don't know, it's now been confirmed by the South Koreans and others that that was a torpedo attack to kill 50-plus people, and now the North's basically bragging about it. All I know is our government allowed nukes to be given to him, and I think they love the fact that he's a complete psychopath.
They do, and let me tell you one other thing. There's a General Kim Mong-guk, who had been demoted to a 3-star. After this attack on the Chinwin and sinking it, he was promoted back to a 4-star, okay? And that was his reward for putting off this operation in good fashion. And again, like I say, I don't mean to overhype, but if you look at Colonel6.com, it's about intelligence. It's about telling people things. I try to...
All right, well, give us your take on what's about to happen in North Korea, because while we're all busy running around in fear of Rand Paul, who may get us, and the bankers are robbing us, but that's not a problem. And we're all running around in fear of Iran. Meanwhile, North Korea is running around foaming at the mouth.
Well, North Korea has some 70,000 special forces troops lined up on the southern border with South Korea. Okay, and they also have on. It's a major alert. They have said to South Korea and to Secretary of State Clinton that anything that South Korea does is going to be a provocation for all-out war. I mean, if they don't let them come in and inspect the ship, China is kind of in the mix there. China wants to kind of reel.
Let me ask you this. Could the ship be a false flag?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so either, because, I mean, North Korea has bragged about blowing up ships and torpedoing ships and grabbing them before. Look at the Pueblo and others. I mean, Kim Jong-il has a 7-story pleasure palace and kidnaps Asian film stars who he then tortures and rapes to death. I mean, he is a little – this is big government. This is what big government people would have us. All the liberals and socialists would have us all under – I mean, it always ends with some little guy with a pot-bellied and a big high forehead with big Coke bottle glasses and a gray or blue jumpsuit walking around. Doesn't matter if it's the Germans or if it's the Russians or if it's the Chinese or if it's the Cubans. I'm tired of little men in jumpsuits telling me I got to lick their boots up and down both sides. Okay? I'm free. I got private property. I own guns. I'm sick of the government trying to rip me off and bankrupt my country. And I'm done. We're going to accelerate through final calls. David and others, straight ahead, have your comments and questions ready. This is The Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com, GCNLive.com. Stay with us.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com. Or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at kerostove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at kerostove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to kerostove.com. Caro Stove, for family emergency solutions.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Here's the article, a story out of NPR, December 14, 2006. Border fence firm snared for hiring illegal workers. See, we don't make anything up here. Look, we have to get angry as Americans. We have to get territorial again. Being an American doesn't just mean you salute the flag at a basketball game and start crying. It means you defend your private property, you defend your Second Amendment, you defend the Republic. And look, America isn't perfect, but it's a lot better than North Korea, Mexico, and Communist China and other countries, okay? I mean, folks, we have the government documents. We have the International Bank of Settlement documents where they said they were going to destroy the world economy by selling derivatives to countries to bankrupt them so the banks could come in and take over. This is economic conquest. Grow up. It's really happening. We've got to save the country. We've got to admit what's going on and demand that the liberal establishment that isn't liberal at all be honest about the fact that they're a bunch of poverty pimps, social manipulators, and that the Republicans be honest about the fact they're a bunch of corporate whores sold out to foreign interests with NAFTA and GATT. It all has to end now. It's only going to get worse. And all we got to do is sit here and explain to people who the bad guys are and how they did it and lay all the facts out, and these people are going to go down. And they're openly talking about shutting the web down. I have a headline here where the FCC says they now have power over the Internet and are going to install a fairness doctrine. That's mainstream news. In fact, where's my headline? I can't even keep track of this anymore. It's just totally insane. cover it tomorrow. I can't find it now. I just can't believe that the new Supreme Court nominee has written more than 10 white papers saying ban free speech and the Second Amendment. The woman should be in Maoist China, not here. This is war, folks. This is an attack on the country. The government is criminal. All right, let's go to David in South Carolina. You're on the air. Go ahead.
You got me, Alex?
Yeah, I got you. Go ahead.
Ah, great, man. I'm a 4-year listener, first-time caller. I love everything you do. I really appreciate you taking my call.
I appreciate you calling. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, the bottom line is the economic system is coming down and coming down in pieces like 9/11, you know, with skyscraper getting blasted. And these guys, they have to divert everybody's attention from the fact that they cannot hold the, you know, what they say, the center cannot hold, and they are tearing. This country is coming apart, and what they're going to do is one of three things, possibly all three at the same time, is the situation in North Korea that will get us in a war with China. The situation with Iran will probably get us in a war with Russia. And, of course, this situation with the illegals and this whole situation.
Oh, they can give them the order to riot. They'll burn everything down. The media will say, look how cute it is.
They're going to bust us into little pieces. I'm just telling you that's how I feel about it. And I tell you what, I'm glad you've been covering this because it's great to have a good voice out there actually getting to the root of the matter. Because instead of letting everybody get by with, you know, Glenn Beck and all these guys, you know, they're barely touching on it and they're not really getting to it. And as far as Rand Paul goes, he's a great guy. He really is. He's sincere, at least. He's decent and honest, I think.
No, that's why they're coming after him. Look, Arnold Schwarzenegger told Rolling Stone magazine in 1977. Then in the 80s, he gave other interviews. In the 1990s, I mean, I made a film about it. It's an hour of the 3-hour film, Martial Law, that I made in 2005. And he said, I want to be like Hitler. I want to be a dictator. I hate Jews. And because he's now a sellout globalist, the ADL gives him awards. But then Rand Paul says nothing racial, and the media is saying he's against the Civil Rights Act, and they have no clip of him saying it. It's just made up. It's just made up. They're a pack of crooks, folks. Listen, let me tell you something. You actually get with a real liberal, all they talk about is reducing population, how much they hate minorities. I never heard the N-word until I was around liberals, okay? And they're not liberals. They're parasite control freaks, okay? I just can't handle it anymore. I appreciate your call, David. Henry in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex Jones. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, my phone's doing the automatic cough button thing right now, so I probably sound like I'm on Quaaludes. So.
All right. Go ahead, sir. Go ahead. I'm going to let you go. 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 Let's talk. I just can't hear you. Mark in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, great day, Alex. I want to commend you, first of all. I want to commend for laying before God all the things, you know, that you've spoken out to the people that you've prayed, and I think that's what we all need to do. And I've been looking at Romans about that rulers are not a terror, but to put away the good or put away the bad and then help the good. And I'm wanting to ask you, just to let you just tell us all or a little bit about what info we have that proves the stealing of these people, all these big bank, the people that are stealing all the money, and then what we can do, what is a 4-step plan we can do to actually get that money back, whatever the situation, I want you to just speak away.
All right, I appreciate your call, Mark. Look, we're at the end of the show, and I promise to go to calls, but I told you before they passed the Banker Bailout Act of October 2008 that they weren't going to tell you where the money went, and that it wasn't going to be used on the subprime mortgages. And the next day they said, we're not going to spend it on that. And we're not going to tell you where it went. We have the Timberwolf emails and the McClatchy newspaper emails. They got in lawsuits separately. I mean, Bernie Madoff made up fake assets and sold it. And that's what derivatives are. Bernie Madoff founded the NASDAQ and designed many of the current derivatives that are sold in the market. Same thing with Ken Lay. He was involved in global warming taxes and derivatives. What do you think carbon taxes are? It's a derivative. Okay, Bill Clinton was involved. The Republicans were involved in changing the Glass-Steagall Act in 1999 so they could sell all this stuff. It's counterfeit, okay? They sell it to governments and individuals to get, and so that they get money and power when they sell it to you at full value. Then, when everything falls apart, they come in with more fiat derivatives and loan that to you to get you out of the trouble. But really, you wake up and realize you're deeper down the rat hole, okay? It's not a free market system. It's a rigged game. And these guys want to destroy the free market and blame capitalism because they want to cut the money off to everybody else now that they have it. I mean, Goldman Sachs, I've got articles here where they've dropped the suit against AIG and the government's dropped its criminal investigation. And these criminal investigations of Goldman Sachs, it's a whitewash, folks. We need to bring these people to justice. It's illegal that Henry Paulson gave himself $212 million of bailout money to himself. And Congressman Stern asked him, how'd you get a waiver? Who gave it to you? And he said, I gave myself a waiver. It's illegal. We don't owe the money. We monetize it because they've already monetized it. They're going to keep monetizing new bailouts, new ripoffs. We monetize it now. It devalues the currency some. It's going to be painful. And then we're honest about the fiscal responsibilities. We get government out of the lives of the American people and 90% of what they do. We keep the small government we need to guard our liberty, or we let them fully implode the economy and take over out of the crisis they created. And we're here at the chopping block point. Did you guys find my FCC headline? I don't know where it is here in my stack. I had it right here in my stack. Headline, FCC to regulate internet. There it is. FCC to re-regulate internet in order to enforce net neutrality. Nah, that's not the one. It's a new article I had today. It doesn't matter. Whatever. Let's go ahead and talk to Ronaldo in New York City. Thanks for holding.
Good evening, Alex. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Welcome.
Thank you very much. I don't know if we get past this, Alex. It's under the mind control that the public is under. You know, I try to warn my coworkers about what's going on here in New York City, in the liberal capital. You know, of America, and they just laugh. Yeah, Obama's doing good. You know, the endless wars keep going on. They're now even protesting against it. I don't know if we can survive this, Alex. I really don't.
Well, that is the thing. I went to the shopping mall, and it didn't matter what color people were or how tall they were or how short they were. They all look like zombies. And they all look like children. It's like weak, soft children who giggle and laugh and are stupid. And you try to talk to yuppies. You try to... Either people are really awake when I go to public places and know who I am and run over and have a light in their eyes and know what's happening, or they're like these broke-back little children. I mean, the public is like a bunch of domesticated pigs or something who the master comes over and dumps some slop in, and they oink and snort and enjoy it, and they don't worry about anything. And when they see one of the pigs get let off, they kind of snort and giggle because that means more slop for them. They don't know that pig's about to get butchered, and 2 days later they're going to be hanging up by their ankles, their throat getting slit, blood pouring everywhere. They just think it's funny. God bless you, Ronaldo. You can call me back tomorrow, 11 to 3 Central, if you want to talk more. And yeah, I sound frustrated here at the end. It was a good broadcast. Got a lot of info out, but I didn't cover two whole stacks of my news. So we'll be covering that all tomorrow. God bless you all. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com. Check out all the new films we've got out.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.